Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. I am the Savvy Retiree. It is Friday, July 8th, and I'm coming to you from the Villages in Florida. It's 2:57 p.m., and I'm happy to be here. I am always delighted to do my show to help seniors through navigate their way through this new frontier that they call retirement. We all look forward to this phase of our life, but once we get here, many people, I have no idea what they should be doing. They're totally lost. And this is where I want to be able to help you. I want to help you. I want you to call in my number, 607-203-5487. And I encourage you to ask questions, to comment, tell me what's bothering you. I am available, and I want to help you. Retirement requires patience, and it requires a vision, a certain amount of vision. Now, maybe in your mind you know kind of what it is that you want to do, and that's great. But putting what you want to do into motion, it takes. The ability to just get yourself organized and then go forward from there. And so in order for you to avoid making certain mistakes or jumping into something, I would like to be able to help you. So please, call in. My show is 15 minutes. I will go longer. In the future, I'm hoping to get an audience that will call in regularly so that I can, you know, have someone talking besides me. I kind of get tired of talking to myself. I know there are boomers out there who are aware of this show, and I want to be able to help them, definitely. So please give me a call and tell me what it is that you are hoping to accomplish in your retirement. What is it that you want to do? What do you want to do? Please. Tell me what's bothering you. It is not a time when you should just be fearful. You need to keep a cool head. Keep your head on. Because it's important that you put your emotions aside and act. Actually, begin to think, do you have questions? There are plenty of people out there. We are the biggest group of retirees ever in history. And there are plenty of people available who've been down this road. Very difficult to we all think that we're the only ones who are, but this isn't true. This is not true. There are plenty of people who gone through this very thing. So please call me. Please call, and I would be happy to help you maybe whatever you're trying to accomplish. Maybe talking to someone will help you. But do not fear. Don't fear. Okay, are you frustrated? Are you confused? What's causing your confusion? What is it? Is it trying to decide where you want to live? Is it trying to decide, are you just unable to manage your money now that you're retired? And you think, my goodness, I'm never going to make it? What is it that's really, really bothering you? Okay, it's, like I say, 3:00 on Friday in the Villages, Florida. Today's a beautiful day. We're having excellent, well, hot weather, but it's so far today it's been really nice. We'll probably get a thunderstorm later, but for now, all is well. And I hope that as time goes on, we will begin to experience more activity on this site where people feel comfortable calling in. The number, 607-203-5487. Don't be shy. Please call in, and I'll be happy, happy, happy. I would love to talk to you. So please, 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 please call in. If you know anyone who's going through this process and they're having a problem, please, don't be afraid to call in for them. You know, if you have a question, maybe you can help them. I mean, it's not just, in the retiree may be just unable to come up with an idea that will work. Not everyone can afford to move across the country like I did. We moved here from California. I am a native Californian. I spent my whole life in California and was slowly, after my layoff in 2010, I got a small part-time job at a school, but I was only making $8 an hour. In California, that doesn't go very far. It helped, but by the time they took out taxes and, you know, with all the other things that were contributing to my unhappiness, meaning where we lived was very small, confining. It was a two-story. And my backyard, I looked out onto a cinder block fence. That wasn't my idea of retirement. And I wasn't going to stay there with no one home all day in our community and just sit there and I thought, what am I going to do all day? I'd go to a local senior center. But the senior centers were not very vibrant, let me put it that way. They were for basically like senior, where people would just go and just sit. They weren't real active. Where I live now, this community is designed for the active lifestyle. We have golf, 44 golf courses. We have, I don't know how many rec centers between our village rec centers, our regional rec centers, and our neighborhood rec centers. I don't even know the number of how many villages we have, but each has its own neighborhood center. And I'm sorry, I hope I didn't get cut off. the regional center, and there's plenty to do. There's plenty of outdoor activities, swimming, pickleball, tennis, softball. We have it all. And we have plenty of indoor activities if you like to play cards, if you like bunco, if you like to quilt or work on puzzles or whatever you like to do, there's an activity here for you. And this is what I think retirees look for, because they find out that a day is a long time to spend not knowing what you're going to be doing. And a lot of people really struggle with the time element. Time can become very, be a burden. What am I going to do with all this time? If you have hobbies and you're used to, a lot of times, someone will, I mean, if you're alone, you don't want to be by yourself all day. So you want to be around where there are people around who you can spend time with. We have restaurants here, people gather, and there's not just seniors in this community. People bring their families in. They bring their grandkids, come to visit. I mean, it's open. It's not a guarded, gated community. It is open to the public. They come in and they come to the restaurants and they come to our movie theaters and they come in to see the entertainment. It is not a restrictive community in that way. They come in to shop. We have our own Walmart. We have lots of shopping, grocery stores, plenty of places to get what you need. We do. And so you want it within easy proximity to, because who wants to drive? Who wants to drive? I don't. That's why I came here, because I don't have to drive that much. And we have transportation. Transportation is a big problem. In a lot of communities, they don't have transportation. Here, we do. We have a system for disabled people, the paratransit. We have a system, a taxi system, which is relatively affordable, you know. We're in a 15-square-mile area, so any way you go is within reason. So these are things to think about, and I can answer any questions you have. I am usually on the air every day. Please check my site, The Savvy Retiree, on Blog Talk Radio. And I, as time goes on, as people start to listen, we will get more into a routine. So, and I want to just wish you all a wonderful weekend, a safe weekend, and I hope that you will tune into this show. I look forward to talking to you and being a person that you can trust to give you information that will be helpful to you. That's all I want to do, is help retirees find their way through this maze, this new frontier called retirement. Bless you all. Thank you for listening. And please call me. Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.